Masechet Avot Perek Aleph Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Yosef ben Yohanan Ish Yerushalayim Omer. Yosef ben Yohanan, the leader of Yerushalayim, would say, Yehe betecha patuah lirvacha. Let your house be open to people who are traveling to stop in, referencing Avraham Avinu. Be like Avraham Avinu, whose home was wide open. Wide open, we say. On the four sides of his tent, there was opening for travelers to come, and people always found the way to get in. There was no hesitancy because they saw wherever they looked, there was an opening for them to come and to relax and to get something to eat and drink before they continued on their journey. Let the poor be the members of your household. If you have people out there who are within poverty, lo alenu, who are having a hard time, hire them. Let them become members of your household. Let them be the servants. Let them be people who are working the home, as opposed to letting them fall into slavery. When you help somebody get a job and they provide for themselves and they rebuild their confidence and their ability to take care of things, it's the highest act of charity, of tzedakah, that a person could do. Ve'al tarbesi siha im ha'isha. Don't have too much conversation with the woman, ha'isha, like we'll explain momentarily. Be'ishto amru, kal v'homen beshet havero. Talking about a man's own wife, how much more so somebody else's wife. That's what the Mishnah is referencing. Of course, it's very important for a husband to have an important relationship and to communicate with his wife about the household and about his family. And of course, just between them, to have a conversation that's constructive and relationship building. But what we're going to say here is it shouldn't be too much about other things, which we'll talk about momentarily. But with other man's wife, with someone who's married to another man, a conversation that's idle, that's for no purpose, should not really happen. It could lead to hashad, it could lead to suspicion or rumors by people around who see them talking. Or of course, it could lead to friendship, which could build into lo alenu, something worse. It could build into a relationship that could possibly be intimate, which is of course onsho bekaret. It's punishable by karet. So with another man's wife, a person should really refrain from having idle conversation with that's not for purpose. A relationship should not be built between them. And even one's own wife, a person should be very careful not to have too much conversation. Mikan amru hachamim, our rabbis taught from here, kol zeman she'adam marbe siha im ha'isha, gorem ra'ale atzmo. When a person talks too much with the woman here being his wife, he causes harm to himself. Too much idle chatter could lead to bad things. What the Bartinura says over here is that a woman has a little bit more difficult time dealing with hardship, dealing with problems. So if a man comes home and he tells his wife all the hardships he's going through, then it's going to lead to more problems, more anxiety for her, and it'll lead to them fighting, them breaking down their own relationship. So a person, of course, should communicate properly to his wife, but he shouldn't say everything that he has going on in his life. He should filter appropriately. Likewise, if he has an issue with somebody, he doesn't like somebody, he has issues with them, he shouldn't tell his wife that, because maybe a man has the ability to get over it and to have a problem with them and then to settle the dispute, but a woman will harbor that hate within her heart and she'll lose respect to that person long term. Number two, ubotel midivrei Torah, when he is spending too much time with his wife, in idle conversation, in nonsense conversation, he ends up wasting his time. His time is precious and should be used for Talmud Torah, for Torah learning, and if he's using it for other things on a high level, then he's missing the purpose of what he's supposed to be doing in life. And lastly, v'sofo yoresh gehinam, in the end, he may inherit gehinam because he's going to come to sin. The Mi'iri says that we're talking here about another man's wife. If a person now is too engaged with another man's wife in a relationship and in conversation, it could end up leading him to Gehinam, because he may sin with her, he may commit adultery, lo alina, with her, and that's going to lead to a total breakdown of his spiritual self. So a person should limit, of course, with other the relationship with another man's wife, of course, but even with his own wife, he shouldn't say every little thing that he has going on in his life.